Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. I mentioned, a good hour and 45 minutes ago now that I got to work at all today because of a miracle. As I was trying to figure out how in heaven's name I would get here after getting stuck at Columbus Circle, I was walking across 59th Street to the east, hoping that the Lexington Avenue line would be working, despite what some transit workers had told me, not really knowing what else to do. I couldn't get a cab, when all of a sudden along comes a gypsy cab that wound up containing one of the producers of this show. And she happened to, recognize me. And they stopped and picked me up. We were in cell phone contact with another producer who was stuck on East 72nd Street. And we went and got her and drove down the FDR Drive, which amazingly, at about 8:30, 8:45 in the morning by then, had just about no traffic. I have no idea why there was that little oasis on the FDR Drive. But I can report that from about 8:30 to 8:45 this morning, driving from East 72nd Street down to the Brooklyn Bridge exit, there was just about no traffic and no flooding on the FDR Drive. So I don't know how that happened, but somehow I got caught in a little miracle this morning, allowing me to be here at all. How about you? We want to hear your story. Give us a call, 212-433-9692. We've already heard from a couple of listeners who say they think they saw a tornado in Bay Ridge. What about you? Kat in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kat.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for doing the coverage. I really love your coverage, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Getting to the point, I actually guided my husband through cell phone of what he needed to do, because I got on the MTA website after it loading and loading forever, as other people have said, and I told him, you know, he needed to walk to, we're in Brooklyn near Park Slope close to Fifth Avenue, and I said he needed to basically walk to DeKalb Avenue to take the R train, because of course over the bridge it was going to happen, you know, for him to go, the R train running on the D line. And this was at 10 o'clock in the morning. Huh. He said people were completely lost, people who had never, you know, taken that train, didn't know where the heck they were. And I think my real concern of what I really want to voice is with the MTA, I cannot comprehend the lack of announcements and just lack of, I mean, this is an emergency situation, but of course all New Yorkers think about the emergency situations.
Good
and
point.
The archaic, inaudible, you know, the systems, the announcement systems, it baffles my mind. I mean, Saturday Night Live did an episode on it years ago where people were sitting on the platform, you know, going, what are they saying? And it's true.
Right?
Right, exactly. I mean,
Kat, I'm going to move on and get some other folks in because our time is short. Thank you very much for that. And in fact, I think Patrick in Brooklyn is probably a good follow-up to Kat. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My comment was going to be that in trying to find a way for my son to get to school, I was listening to the New York radio stations, the news stations, and they had spokespersons from the MTA on. And they explained that they hope to have the IRT running by rush hour. Now, how many people remember what the IRT is?
They were talking about IRT and IND. So for the 85-year-olds in the audience.
Who remembers?
I don't know. That must have been an announcer from another generation. But Patrick, thank you very much. By the way, our comments page is open. Of course, I neglected to mention, tell your stories there, compare notes, read what your fellow listeners are posting at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Allison in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hi. I'm at work, actually, after like an hour and something commute. I agree with you. The east side didn't seem so bad. I crossed the east side to get down to 26th and 7th, and then the west side was just a mess, an absolute mess. The Broadway buses weren't running, and I felt like I wasn't even in my city. I didn't even know where to go, you know. An east sider stranded on the west side trying to get downtown. It was just a mess. Finally, I called my husband, who's a contractor wandering around in his pickup truck, and begged him to come get me. And it was just, you know, and I agree with the caller before how pathetic the MTA is with the announcements and everything.
Right. And Kat in Brooklyn is exactly right to point out the implications for not just an emergency like this, but what she called the emergency. If they can't communicate in this situation, how are they going to communicate in that situation? And that's what Lee Sander, the head of the MTA, and other officials there are definitely going to have to address. Allison, thank you very much. Look at this. We got a text message from a bus driver currently in Brooklyn. This just came in at 11:45. It says, I'm driving a bus in Brooklyn. We probably shouldn't tell that he's texting and driving, but it says, I'm driving a bus in Brooklyn, and it is pure chaos here on the B-12 bus on Parkside and Flatbush. Ellen in Williamsburg, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened to you?
Well, I didn't even try to take the L train because the L train is so far over capacity and tends to flood.
Even on a normal day, it's over capacity.
I'm sorry. I have to let the siren go by.
Sounds like New York.
I know. I'm in my house, too.
Wow.
But anyway, so I get to the J train. All the people that are there for the L are trying to get onto the J. I switch at Fulton Street to the A to come up to Chelsea, where I work. There was nobody giving any information. And, you know, the speaker with the announce, you know, that was talking before about the announcements, you know, is absolutely correct. They were announcing that there were no downtown A trains, but I was trying to go uptown. There were no announcements. I finally left. I tried to get a bus. I couldn't get a bus, a taxi. I walked. I hid in a Duane Reade, hoping it would clear up. I walked over to City Hall. Nothing was running, so I got on the J and came home. But the other point I want to make, there's two points. First of all, I was hit by a tornado in Jersey City on the set of Godzilla.
When?
That was, I think, 96.
On the set of Godzilla, you said?
In Jersey City, yes. Our crew got hit.
And?
And well, it was just a little thing. You know, and then it went across the Hudson and dissipated.
Wow. Ellen, thank you very much. And here's a tornado story, and that's actually for anyone else who thinks you saw or experienced a tornado. Why don't you tell your tornado stories on our website, too. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. You'll see that page. But here's one that somebody wrote in already that says, I live on Church and East 7th in Brooklyn. We woke up at 6:45, and all the papers and dog hair on the floor was turning in circles in the kitchen. There is a clear line up East 8th and East 7th streets just between Church and Beverly, nowhere else, where half the trees are down, pulled up from their roots, and siding is pulled up. It is crazy out there. So maybe that was the epicenter if there was a tornado. Maybe it's a clear line up East 8th and East 7th streets between Church and Beverly. So thanks for writing that in. But, you know, you could clean up the dog hair once in a while, right? Anita in Sunset Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anita.
Hi, good morning. It was around 6:30 this morning, and I was just about to walk my dog so that I could go to work. We were just going to brave the rain and go out there. And it was just raining so hard, I said to her, well, let's give it another 5 minutes. And then I heard something that I can't even describe the sound. It was a low roar. So I said, well, I'm going to give it another 5 minutes. And we went out and got to the end of the block, and there are trees down. The roofs are ripped off of houses. I saw one giant tree that wasn't just uprooted. It was lifted up out of the tree pit, carried about 10 feet, and deposited to the end of the block.
Now I guess people will discover whether or not their home insurance policies in New York City cover tornado damage, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Anita, thank you very much. Stanley in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stanley.
Good morning, Brian. Well, actually, I'm pretty close to the woman on East 8th Street and East 9th Street. So I was going to report on something very similar.
Go ahead.
We're a few blocks, we're in Ditmas Park West, which is about three blocks south of the area called Prospect Park South. And we had the rain, but nothing, just leaves on the ground. That's all. We explored the area a few blocks north of us, and one after another, every block had trees down, on cars, leaning on houses, looked like a war zone. And with a very narrow swath. So the stories of tornado are quite believable to me.
Stanley, thank you very much. And here's another one that someone just wrote in. It says, Kensington tornado. That bus driver is totally right. Parkside is a mess. Trees are everywhere. I think there was a touchdown in Kensington. One block has all their trees down. Cordelieu, East 5th Street area. People heard a loud roar like a train coming, and then the trees started to break and all come down. Meanwhile, I live a block away, and I don't even have a twig down on any trees on my block, writes Amy from the Windsor Terrace, Kensington area. How about that? All right, and we're just about out of time. Let's see. How about David in Great Neck, since there were problems on the island, too. David, we got about 30 seconds for you. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Nice to talk to you. This is the second LIRR disaster in the last 3 weeks. Remember, July 18, we were closed down, too. So my train never came, but they did announce that there were problems, flooding in Bayside. That's exactly what happened July 18, and they just suspended service. So I've gone home, and I'm able to work from home. The communications of the LIRR were quite good, and I think the new president, Helena Williams, has something to do with it, because they told us that the Bayside station was flooded and crews were underway. So
interesting. And David, I have to leave it there because we're out of time. One of the words that we got from the LIRR just a little while ago is that there's only one track working on the Port Washington line, which is that line. So things are moving, but they're very slow in both directions. And one last thing. Here's an email that someone sent in that said, I've seen many commuters go by with just the driver in it. I would have thought that folks would open their car doors and help out their fellow travelers. So if you dare, there are still a lot of people out there who could use a ride. All right. A lot more on the situation in the city as we continue through the day on WNYC. I'm Brian Lehrer. Keep listening.